in New York in Central Park when the woman called the police
the
and he was
watcher.
Actually filming her. The bird watcher. He was actually filming. She still had the audacity to pretend that he was threatening
accosting
her.
Accosting her. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So imagine if he didn't have that camera with him.
It would probably more than likely been a different turn of events.
Different turn of events. And this, unfortunately, is the reality.
Ms. Allen, before we run out of time, I also found it gut-wrenching when you talked about my particular profession in the media and growing up. You grew up in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Georgetown.
Mm-hmm. And there were some incidents in Charlotte that you were apprehensive of going there as a young man?
Yeah, in Charleston, South Carolina, our neighboring city, when I was a kid, I remember vividly the vast majority of the images I saw on the news were black men committing crimes. So they were their mugshots. And that's when you're bombarded with that. As a kid, I didn't know any better. I just assumed Charleston was dangerous. And it was dangerous because my people, young black men, were committing crimes and robbing people and shooting and stealing and whatnot. And so it took me, it wasn't all my life, but it took me some years to actually, when I started playing sport and we had to play teams in Charleston, and then you realize these guys are just like us. And I didn't think about it until years later, how I was conditioned to fear my own people in that city. And it wasn't any other city. It was just Charleston, because that's what the images from the media had been given to me. That's what was given to me. And that's how powerful, going back to your initial question about all cameras aren't equal. Who's controlling the camera and whose agenda is behind that?
When all is said and done, Mr. Allen, what do you want readers to come away with?
I want them to one, understand there's more to the black experience than what they see in the media, both good and bad. There's suffering and there's pain externally, internally, that they don't see, that they need to understand and respect and appreciate that about our experience. There's also a resiliency that they may not see because of images that are presented to us through film and television and what have you. There's a resiliency there too, and there's a beauty there too. So number one, just being able to I want them to want to know the fullness of the black experience, right? The other thing is I want them to, particularly my white brothers and sisters, I want them to want to know more.
Phil Allen Jr., pastor, poet, storyteller, filmmaker, justice advocate, and author of The Prophetic Lens, The Camera and Blackborn Agency from MLK to Darnella Frazier. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to future In Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's americanarchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny L. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712.
with a million stars in the galaxy. But I'm floating with them, it's hard for me to see. I'm holding on to this dear earth as it spins around with me. With a million miles of odometry, and the moon like a goon staring back at me, I'm holding on to this dear earth with love and gravity. 60,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. I've been that fool, I let my fuel run low, let my people know I'm on drop down, slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground. 30,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to get there, drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand, slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground. Feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. The only thing I seem to see around, the sand in which you stand within my hand, slicing through the stream.
Thank you.
FBI.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Tony Momrell. Life is such, my equipment's gone down. At 65, I expect my equipment to go down. Easy, easy. It's a family show. I've got a heavy metal guy fixing my bits of plastic. What can I say?
Rock and roll!
The Ace of Spades!
Wrong gig. Okay. Let's go. Natalie Duncan, take us into outer space.
Above the night, you are always there.
Natalie Duncan.
Hibiscus flower brighten my lonely eyes. To share blessings sent from above, grown with care and love, nature planted the seed with great simplicity. So vast is the whole universe, so strong is the whole universe. On memory, joy to behold, sprouting tall, brave and bold. Keep hibiscus alive, that we all must strive, here not to be destroyed. Like a playful toy, so vast is the whole universe, so strong is the whole universe. Keeps on lingering, blesses the whole universe. So strong is the whole universe.
God told no wrong. so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, and I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted up my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly. No one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. And now my world is so much better. Listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in their hiding. No space or time. I love you for my life. You are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. Oh, I love you in a place where there's no space or time. And when my life is over, when we were together, we were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you and you and you and you and us too. We was singing this song to you. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you. Thank you.
So she was asking what my social media was. If anybody wants to follow me, you can follow me at I'm J Ronell. J-E-R-O-N-E-L-L-E. That's the easiest way to find me. J-E-R-O-N-E-L-L-E. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
I'd like to say to all of you everywhere that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.
Lights are turning on like a fairy tale come true.
Sitting by the fire we make, you're the answer when I pray I would find someone, and baby, I found you.
All I want is to hold.
Just this moment, if only time stood still.
But the colors fade away, and the years will make us gray. But baby, in my eyes, you'll still be beautiful.
All I want is to hold you forever. All I need is you more every day.
Mm-hmm.